Storms sweeping across the Rocky Mountains this winter have caused the highest avalanche danger since the ratings started in 1973. There have already been 3,000 slides at least in Colorado alone. And as Aspen Public Radio's Zoe Rome reports, the avalanches are unusually large.
The White River National Forest lies just outside of Aspen, and part of the forest is known as Highlands Ridge. The valley below that ridge is now buried because of an avalanche. The snow is so deep, treetops just barely poke out. The trees that aren't buried haven't fared much better.
You know, old 50-foot, 60-foot, 70-foot trees have been snapped like toothpicks.
That's Zach Paris. He's a property manager for a house smack dab at the bottom of two new avalanche paths.
We're probably standing on a 20, 30-foot pile right now.
A one-mile-long section of Highlands Ridge collapsed under its own weight earlier this month, sending a cascade of snow and debris onto the valley floor below. Brian Lazar is a forecaster with the Colorado Avalanche Information Center.
We are seeing much more of these very large and destructive avalanches.
He estimates that the Highlands Ridge slide could have been the largest in almost 300 years and reached speeds of over 110 miles per hour. Avalanches are rated on a scale out of 1 to 5, and this one was a 4.5. It's just one of the hundreds of record-breaking slides triggered in Colorado's high country so far this year.
We've saw more in the first 10 days of March than we would typically see in a 5-year period.
Lazar's research suggests as the climate warms, wet snow avalanches, like those he's seeing now, could start 2 to 4 weeks earlier than normal, meaning a longer avalanche season.
We're certainly starting to see weather patterns, which are intimately tied to avalanche activity, that is different than what we've seen in past years.
The longer season with warmer weather means an uptick in slides is likely, which makes controlling for avalanches in ski areas like Aspen tricky. Aspen Ski Patrol uses charges, or little bombs, to trigger slides in controlled conditions to prevent catastrophic avalanches. You can hear these explosions from downtown Aspen after a big snowstorm. And while Aspen Ski Patrol doesn't release specifics about how many blasts it sets off for avalanche control, it does say it's increased the number of charges this season and spent more time mitigating avalanches, which means they're in regular contact with Brian Lazar's team at the Colorado Avalanche Information Center because he gives Ski Patrol the go-ahead to set off these controlled slides. And avalanche season isn't over. As temperatures go up, so can avalanche danger.
Things get warm enough when we start to melt, we can see a spike in wet avalanche activity.
That means Colorado will see more slides in what has already been a record-breaking season. For NPR News, I'm Zoe Rome in Aspen.